You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Here's the headline that you need to know today. Taylor Swift officially returns to the NFL. Taylor Swift officially returns to the NFL. They're calling her outfit last night at the Chiefs-Ravens game her bombshell look. And I'll be honest.
She looks great.
She's a bombshell.
The NFL could not have had a better night than they had last night. They get Taylor Swift, a lot of talk. That picture is circulating, going viral. Everybody's talking about her. And then the game was unbelievably exciting at the very end. I mean, they got everything they asked for. All the big stars, prime time, and a super exciting game that went down to the very last play and had controversy.
And I think at this point, Taylor Swift could actually play in the NFL with all of the soft rules that they have to coddle the players and pamper them and all of that kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. The NFL has been feminizing for a long time. Getting, because they're trying to attract women to watch it and all of that. So they're wearing extra pads on their helmets, and you know the new kickoff rules make it safer, and you know all of these kinds.
Well, they've
of
also
things.
Been getting sued a lot in regard to CTE. You know, millions and millions and millions of dollars that the old players are trying to get too. So that probably has a lot to do with it as well.
They're still going to try to get it,
yeah.
No matter what.
Well, the final
might as well just play regular football. And by the way, Travis Kelce looks ridiculous.
The haircut,
with his new haircut, yeah. And that mustache,
yeah.
it aged him 10 years.
Yeah. He really did.
Looks like he's in his late 40s.
I saw it go viral yesterday, and I started scrolling through comments of the ones, but nobody said, "Oh, it looks great." It was just joke after joke after joke or negative comment. Final, I didn't mention this, the final score of the game last night, Kansas City won 27-20. Last play of the game, Baltimore scored a touchdown that would have brought them to within 1 point. Then the replay official overruled it and said the player's toe was just, like his toenail was on the line, and the game was over. It was very exciting.
But, you know, I'm happy for Brittany Mahomes. I love her. I'm way, way pro Brittany Mahomes now over Taylor Swift. And I can't tell you why, because the radio stations we're on don't want me to. But love her.
What?
Yeah. Uh-oh. I'm not allowed. But
will you whisper into my ear?
Yeah, I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm way, way about faced on Brittany Mahomes.
Oh, good. Good
and
for you.
Whatever I've ever said negative about her, I take back. And I'll take all of that negativity that I said about her back then, I'll take it back and then throw it on to Taylor Swift.
So, again, one more time, in case you missed it, Taylor Swift officially returns to the NFL. And that's what's now trending.
So, we've got a new listener line. And we were talking about the fact that we're waiting on our first call, and a guy called, and apparently we hurt his feelings.
First one we could air.
Yeah. And we hurt his feelings. But that's not why he called us back. He actually called us back with a good idea. So how we hurt his feelings and his actually really good idea all coming up next.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So 833-ATJ-1047. That is our new listener line. You can call and leave us a message, like the Ace and TJ hotline, the Ace and TJ listener line. We want you to leave us messages 24-7, whatever, about anything, that kind of thing. So this guy called yesterday, and he didn't leave his name at the time, and we were making fun of him. We played it on yesterday's show. We were kind of laughing along with him, not making fun of him, because it almost was as if the way he was speaking was as if like we were just too dumb to figure out what he was talking about.
Right, we were making fun of ourselves, and then he thinks, you know, we put off the idea that we're not smart enough to just understand speaking.
Yeah, well, here he is talking about it. Yeah, he called back.
Hi, this is John. I'm trying to keep my cadence going a little faster today so you don't mock me like you did yesterday because I talked so slow when I talked about John Tyler's grandson.
I was like, oh, I felt bad about it. Like, no, sir, it wasn't about you. The joke was about us. Yeah. The joke, we were joking about ourselves.
Yeah, we never said we blamed you for thinking we're too dumb to understand it if you speak fast.
So
quickly.
But here's the best part. So yesterday on the show, we talked about this thing we were going to do today, a little assignment to everybody write a 90-second essay and share about their summer. Kind of like kids would do in school. What would that be like for us? But then John calls, and he has a really pretty good idea here.
However, let me just say, I'm kind of new to the show. I know the show has been around for like 50 years or something. but I've always known who Ace and TJ were, but I wasn't listening to the show. But it's a new station, a new time, and I tune in a little more often. That being said, I don't always distinguish whose voice is who, and quite frankly, I don't know who is who. I always thought the taller guy was TJ and the short, bald guy was Ace, but then I also thought TJ was the one that was married to the younger woman and has the baby, but I might have all that mixed up. that being said, since there's probably a lot of new callers to the show,
here comes this idea, right?
Maybe y'all, in addition to your 90-second recap of your summer, kind of do a 90-second recap of the show and tell who is who and which one's Ace and which one's TJ and whose wives are who.
So he's got a pretty good idea there. So I thought that would be fun to do. So instead of doing a 90-second recap, maybe we each recap ourselves in 90 seconds, explaining, you know, who's who, your family situation, your dating life, whatever you want to share that would define you for John and anybody else who may be new to the Ace and TJ Radio family with new places that were on, different times, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're all doing that today.
I don't think we can probably get them all in today, but because we have the week in review at 8:05, but I think we can get them all in today.
All right.
So we'll start this next.
Hang on. This is the Ace and TJ Show. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Okay. Thanks to member of the radio family, John, who called our listener line, 833-ATJ-1047, and left us an idea. We're going to give you, try to explain ourselves in 90 seconds, each one of us individually, because John had it all confused. He admitted, I get confused as to who's who and what's what. So, okay, here we go. I guess it's the Ace and TJ show. I will go first, because that was part of the problem that John had. In less than 90 seconds, here is who I am. My name is Ace. I am I'm the one who's tall. I'm 6'4", red hair. I'm about 207 pounds at the moment. Quit shaking your head, Riggins. That's a very good weight for me.
I didn't realize you were going to say it.
Red hair, 6'4", very fair skin. I'm a graduate of LSU. I am the one. I am divorced from my first wife, with whom I had two kids. I am now married to a much younger woman. We have a 24-year age gap relationship, and we now have a 14-month-old. Her name is Amanda. His name is Dax. So I have three children total. My oldest was my daughter, Peyton, who died 4 years ago in a car crash right after she turned 21. My son, Cade, just turned 22. And then there is Dax, who is 14 months old. I like professional wrestling. I like all virtually all sports. I love music. And for over 20 years, I have been a part of a band called Charity Case that has raised money for Ace and TJ Show charities and has raised over $1 million. We are currently in the finishing stages of a documentary about the band and the story of all these guys. That's my 90 seconds.
Thank you.
And some people think I'm kind of a pervert, but that's okay. Okay, TJ, you have 90 seconds. Go.
The most important things you need to know about me is I'm not in an age gap relationship. My wife and I have been married, next month will be 30 years.
That's awesome.
And she's old as hell. And she's still pretty, because if she weren't, then I would be in an age gap relationship. To distinguish usually on the fly, the difference between Ace and me on the show is that he talks at a higher velocity. He speaks a lot faster than I do. Yep. And I tend to pause when I'm talking. That's usually a pregnant pause for comedic effect a lot of times. I have two kids. They're grown. My daughter is, her name's Lainey. She's 24. And my son is 21. His name's Boy. She graduated from college a couple of years ago. She lives and works in Nashville. Boy is a senior in college. And the thing that I really hate most in the world, I think, as a pet peeve, is having to talk about myself.
Well, you did a great job. That was your 90 seconds. Okay. TJ and Riggins and their little 90-second book reports about themselves. I mean, Riggins and Rob, I meant to say, coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
The Ace and TJ show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
About 15 minutes from now, the Week in Review. One of our favorite parts of the week. Riggins and the Week in Review. The Week in Review song. Coming up in about 15 minutes. But thanks to radio family member John, who called our hotline, 833-ATJ-1047. It's 833-285-1047. You can leave us a message there anytime. John said he gets the show confused. So 90 seconds or less, we're going to find out, or we're kind of defining ourselves for everybody. And I think it's interesting to hear what we feel is important to share within those 90 seconds. So Riggins, you're up next. You have 90 seconds. Go.
I am not Ace or TJ. That's what you need to know. You know Ace and TJ now. Those are the important guys. I am solely here as support for Ace and TJ. But I love being on the show. My family is from Chicago. I don't sound very Southern, although I was born in the South. I have a dog that I really love. I've got two older brothers, really close with my whole family. I play a little bit of guitar. I play it. I don't play it well. I play the guitar. And I do a song on Fridays called The Week in Review. And it's a funny little song that I recap everything that happens in the world of pop culture. That's me.
That's it.
Yay.
This is like AA.
Yeah.
A smattering.
Yeah. Okay, Tech D Rob, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, Tech D Rob, you have 90 seconds to tell us about yourself and go.
I like really nerdy things, science fiction movies, card games. I'm a big fan of card games. I have two dogs and I regret both of them.
Regret both of them now. Just regret one.
It was a bad idea. Mm. I have a girlfriend named Meredith who I've been with almost 10 years now. I don't have much else to say.
Well, I think, don't you hold the record for a household that has the phrase, or get off the pot, said most in the world?
Very close, yeah.
And what do you mean, like, dirty thing? People are going to think you're talking... Oh, nerdy. I thought you said dirty.
Oh, I did, too.
Did I? Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought nerdy. Nerdy.
Yeah. Maybe I was like, we just skip right by that.
Yeah, nerdy.
Nerdy. Okay.
Nerdy. R-D-Y. Yeah.
All right.
Freudian slip.
Yeah, I thought he said that, too.
And then I thought he meant, like, his desk and his, like cleanliness.
I love a controlled chaos.
Yeah.
But I think most people, if you're just now hearing and learning about Rob, yeah, we know the thing you're saying to yourself is 9 years they've been together, not engaged or anything.
Well, it's also because of those two dogs I regret.
Yeah. If you don't know that, that's one of the things we've talked about the most about Rob through the years is the fact that he has told his girlfriend, we'll get engaged when we get rid of the bad dog, the worst dog.
Most we've talked about in front of him.
Right.
That's fair enough. And so that's who we are. So thanks, John, who called our line. Look, this weekend, call our listener line anytime all weekend long. If you've got an idea, just a comment. We don't care. Just anything you want to say about the show. 833-285-1047. It's 833-ATJ-1047. And it emails me every time we get one. I get very excited. And I listen to him closely. It's like, is somebody cussing us out? The Week in Review with Riggins coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
If you need money, you got a lot of bills, credit card debt, that kind of thing, Richard Takato and the Richard Takato companies can take care of that for you. They have so many different ways, whether you need to refi, whether you're buying, whether you're selling, a lot of programs with debt consolidation, different things they can do. So homewithrichard.com. We've got members of the radio family saving over $1,000 a month. One guy saving $2,000 a month with Richard Takato and the Richard Takato companies. Homewithrichard.com. It is a very special time of the week. We come together, one and all. The week that was pop culture, the week that was the Ace and TJ Show reviewed for us in song. It's Riggins and the Week in Review.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows. Let's start this over again. I just told you I'm not a great guitar player. I'm a guitar player. Let's try it again. And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows, summarized for you. No special effects, and no auto-tune. just me and my guitar performing for you. Today is National Lazy Moms Day. If you don't honor your mom, then you're a jerk. Ace and TJ's moms deserve this because for years they were putting in work. You take that however you want. Ace and TJ's LSU lost their first game of the season. We'll see if their coach survives. Ace and TJ's mental health is suffering. Think Britney dancing with knives. TJ found out he's allergic to cats in Nashville while he was staying at his daughter's place. But what did he think would happen with some Tennessee kitty all over his face? And this is
my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
We had to write essays about our summer and give as many details as time will allow. Can someone call Coca-Cola? I'm sure they're dying to sponsor us now. Chipotle is releasing their own costume, but it costs so much it hurts. And never eat Chipotle and then put on a costume, unless your favorite Halloween candy is Hershey squirts. J-Lo wants you to know that she's at peace after filing for divorce, despite the pressure, which must be insane or intense. Meanwhile, Ace got divorced like a decade ago, and he hasn't shut up about it since.
A song, a week in review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
McDonald's is changing their McFlurry packaging. They're putting sustainability out in the open, but the person ordering the Kit Kat banana split McFlurry doesn't care about the ocean. Conor McGregor is running for president of Ireland. At least that's what he said. I know I'd be scared to debate him and take a left hook to the side of the head. And the new Beetlejuice is now in theaters. I hear it's scary, so don't go alone. What's it like when a pale man with crazy hair harasses you? Let's get Ace's neighbors on the phone.
And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Very good, very good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So good. So good. Thank you. Coming up, I have an idea for a new breed of animal that could be the greatest pet in the world. I'll tell you what it is next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Don't just download. Subscribe. That's what you need to do. Follow and subscribe and do all of that with all of our vehicles, our podcasts and radio shows and all of that stuff. Wherever you get the podcast, and also we have the Ace and TJ family app is what it's called. Look that up and get it if you haven't gotten it yet. This is something pretty cool that happened with my daughter yesterday. So I'm minding my business. I'm at home. And we had a very, very lovely woman that worked on our show for a long time. And she was hilarious. And we love her. She's still family to us. She and her husband. Her name is Angie. Well, Angie's husband, Fitz, is his name. He is a big, big corporate, I don't know, he's not a suit, but he's a big wig corporate person for a broadcast company. And out of the blue, Fritz texted me yesterday and he said, hey, I know this is last minute, but we're in Nashville and we're doing a private party with Thomas Rhett.
And I was wondering if Lainey might want to come tonight and meet him and, you know, do whatever.
How cool is that?
You know, my daughter lives there. And believe it or not, she said yes.
Shocking.
Yeah. She went and hung out with Thomas Rhett and Angie and Fitz.
That's night. Very cool.
And that's one of the, because that town, things like that happen all the time. Yeah. You know, you just, like around here where we live in Charlotte, we running into NASCAR people all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. I mean, all the damn time. Mm-hmm. See that, and I'm not talking about the scrubs neither. I'm talking about the good ones, like that Kyle Larson. See him all the time. He works out at the same gym we work out at, and that I hang around in. I don't really work out, but he does. There was a story about this person who's traveling from Canada into U.S. America, and had a bear cub in the van. They pulled him over. He had a bear cub in the van, and he was feeding the bear Taco Bell, which is delicious.
Okay.
So, obviously, that's, you know, there are laws against that. But as much as people, especially women, love tiny bear cubs, why have we not had somebody make a hybrid miniature bear like they do with dogs? You know, they make miniature versions of dogs.
Like, you'd have to, how do they do that? Do they, the genes? Is it some kind of crossbreeding thing?
Yeah, however they make a miniature schnauzer that's way tinier than the regular size one.
The shrink ray.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a miniature Doberman? Those are kind of cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we do that with bears?
Yeah. Get on that.
You know, if they take some of these wild animals off the protected list, there'd be so many more of them because, you know, capitalism would have people developing them all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call my local game warden, my wildlife and fisheries officer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, let's start hybrid making some tiny bears.
I just looked it up and it says it's kind of a natural mutation and all these.
Yeah. So, but you can do it.
We'll create a mutation in the bear cub.
It's like that guy in South Carolina creates those hottest peppers. He does all kinds of stuff like that. We could do that with bears. Hot miniature bears.
Make a fortune. It's the Ace and TJ Show.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Oh, Ace, what were you? I know we always joke and you say your interests and likes and all are the same as they were when you were a teenager.
Yep.
All of that.
Pretty much.
So what were you really into as a teenager? You liked cars and drag racing and wrestling and same kind of stuff.
Music,
mm-hmm.
Sports. I mean, that pretty much is it. That's I have not evolved, you know.
Well, there's a senior football player in Fairhope, Alabama. His name's Brennan. And they had to make these videos, a little bio about, you know, each player.
Right.
And so he's standing in front of the camera, and this is what Brennan says about himself, what he's like.
My name is Brennan McEwen, number 27. I play linebacker. Outside of school, I like to gamble and worship the Lord. Outside or after high school, I plan on attending Stanford University. Go Pirates.
So he likes to gamble and worship the Lord.
Wait, what?
And he, you know, usually I would think of that he's just trying to be funny or whatever. But if he is, he's great at it because he didn't crack a smile. Yeah. He just like right through that. as if he was serious. Now, and he could be the guy in class that's so it's always so funny and everything.
But. And Samford is a Baptist college.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. That's an interesting thing. I like to gamble and worship the Lord. Most people may say, I like to worship the Lord. They're going to leave the gambling part out.
Especially or at least, if you're 17.
Yeah.
Or at least put a little separator in between them. He went, I like to gamble and worship the Lord. I mean, if you were like, I'm Brandon, I like to gamble, and I like to kayak. I also love worshiping the Lord. But he just sandwiched them right there in the middle.
And then there's this lady. Riggins, you say this is a minister that's getting pretty popular on the internet?
Yeah, she's very popular.
On the social medias. Her name is Katie, is it Souza?
Souza.
Yeah. This is some kind of crap that she was talking about on her podcast. I can't make heads or tails out of it. What, Riggins?
She's been in prison multiple times, so be careful.
Oh, really? Yeah, her voice, the tone of her voice sounds like she's been in a penitentiary.
Yeah.
You know, Dan, I've had a lot of encounters. I had an encounter with a hybrid that I can't tell you all the details now, but it was a direct connection to my family being involved. They didn't create the hybrid, but they were stolen from to create the hybrid. I saw the hybrid. I've been on assignment to try to find it and kill it for many years now. I'm just going to say that. I don't care. And also, I have dealt with shapeshifters. I had a werewolf who is a shapeshifting person. This is real, guys. This isn't just the movies. Snap out of it. This is real. Okay? And this werewolf was on assignment to take out a bride of Christ that had been rescued, a bride of Satan, that they were grooming her to be the bride of Satan, that had been rescued from the cult. And so the werewolf came as a punisher because a werewolf is an assassin.
Oh. So.
Whoa.
First of all, she started talking about, I've seen a hybrid. I thought she was talking about, you know, some little car.
Prius.
Yeah. Like,
I've seen
so
the Prius.
She's talking about some kind of evil forces or something.
Skinwalkers.
Yeah.
Hybrids. Demons.
Now, I know what a shapeshifter is. You know, I saw that in, was it Total Recall movie?
Yeah.
That, Arnold Schwarzenegger back in
the day. Well, hey, this ain't the movie. Snap out of it.
Snap out of it. As I quote an old movie. Snap out of it.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Look, there is a huge misconception about us.
Oh.
And that is that, you know, we're just pampered celebrities and, you know, surrounded by a bunch of yes people. And we're all fancy like that and, you know, limo driven everywhere and helicopters and the whole thing. You know, basically.
Yeah.
Ace and I were Travis and Taylor before Travis and Taylor is what most people think. That's a misconception. And to prove that, I'm sitting here with a can of WD-40, because we have to do our own maintenance on the equipment and everything here. We don't have people to do that for us. So we have to oil the microphone holders and 'cause they squeak and do all that. And I've been hearing an echo on the microphones all morning. Have you heard it, Riggins?
An echo?
Yeah, it's an echo.
Huh.
I don't hear it.
Usually that's mine that'll have some kind of a wire loose or something that's echoing, but let's see if it. Okay, I turned mine off and I still hear the echo.
I don't hear an echo at all. Yeah.
Turn yours off, Riggins.
For a second.
Yo, Ace has to do it. Okay, good. Yeah. No, I'm still hearing it. Turn yours off, Ace. There, that did it. Okay, so moving on. You see?
You know, you would think after 30 years, I would have gotten that.
I would have seen that coming. Back. Oh, God, so, it's so distracting.
Oh. Shut up, Rob.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to live with that echo since Ace doesn't care about the show. Yeah. It's more about the self.
You cleared it up.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, I can't believe I played right into that. I'm so stupid.
It was good.
But seriously, somebody needs to oil these microphones. Riggins will move his sometimes, and it just drowns out the entire whatever everybody's saying, because it goes like that. And wait, move yours, Ace? No, I'm kidding. Let's just take his out.
Yeah,
Rob. His microphone is screwed.
Yeah, just take my microphone, put it in a box, and I'll take it with me when I leave.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, send it back. Yeah, just go ahead and send it back to Amazon.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
First off, I want to pass on my condolences to Rich Homie Quan's family. The rapper Rich Homie Quan dead at the age of 34.
Yeah, I saw that.
Met you feel some type of way. I'm going to miss him. I tweeted it out. I don't tweet often, but I had to tweet it. R.I.P. Rich Homie Quan. So dead at 34. No details on his passing, but gone too soon, you know?
So you're saying it's not natural causes? They're not saying it's natural causes?
I haven't seen that yet.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet.
Less.
Yeah. But other music news that's trending today. Linkin Park has a new singer, and it's a woman. Her name is Emily Armstrong. Now, she replaces Chester Bennington, who took his own life years ago. But Linkin Park has still been touring and doing shows and stuff, even though he was the, you know, the lead singer. So they replaced him with a woman, and she sounds a lot like him. But now people are saying this is no substitute for Chester Bennington.
What are they supposed to do?
What are they supposed to do?
Of course it's not a substitute for Chester Bennington. But that, but because that guy dies, does that mean that rest of the guys have to stop? Like, they've stopped for a long time. They just stopped. I mean, don't they have the right to go on and continue on?
Well, and substitute is another word that people need to use with a modifier. It is literally a substitute for Chester, whatever his name is. It may not be a good substitute in your opinion.
Yeah.
But it is a substitute.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you've got to, they have the right to continue to play music.
Yeah, but now people are diving into her past, saying she's a Scientologist and that she came to the defense of Danny Masterson, who's in prison for raping a woman.
But now, this is Linkin Park, right?
Correct.
Linkin Park is not Blink 182.
No, they are not the same.
Okay.
Just clearing that up.
I thought not.
Not right. The same. And then the big headline today, Taylor Swift returns to the NFL. She showed up at Arrowhead Stadium last night to root for her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, as the Chiefs played the Ravens. Mm. And the Chiefs did end up winning that game. And Taylor Swift looked incredible. She looked great. And people are calling it a bombshell moment. Say it again?
I want to do something with her hair. I think she'd look a lot better if she did something else with her hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to email her or do you just want to get it?
No.
How do you want to get her that information?
I'll let her know.
Okay. You will let her know?
Because, I mean, she's at their practices and stuff now because Patrick Mahomes said that she's drawing up plays for him.
So, he did say that.
Yeah.
They might try.
And I believe it.
And I believe it too. More coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
So I thought this was kind of funny. My parents are retired now. They're in their mid to late 60s and they're living the retired life. They got a golf cart. My dad plays golf 6 or 7 days a week. And my mom plays Mahjong, plays cards, goes out to lunch with her girlfriends and stuff like that. But in their retirement life, they have done everything. They've done it all in like 3 years. So they're running out of things to do. But we're working with a new restaurant, friends of ours, they Blackfin Ameripub in Ballantyne. And as I was talking to my parents about things that are going on the show, I said, oh, we're working with a new place near you guys, kind of. And I said, they said, what's it called? I said, it's called Blackfin Ameripub. And they go, oh, we go there all the time. So, okay. And then they kind of like shut me down. I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll move on to my next story then. I mean, like, it was just so not a story to them.
Just check that one off the list.
They go, oh, we go there all the time. Okay, great. I mean, I'm just telling you, that's who we're working with now. I was excited about to tell you because it's kind of like in your general area.
It was that close to them.
Yeah. It's kind of, but it's in different states, but they.
Yeah, but it's a whole area there that's just, I mean, it's like shopping and booming and pumping, lights everywhere.
But again, it doesn't have to be that close to them for them to go there all the time these days, so, right?
That's the message here. They've done everything. You haven't gone to a restaurant or a new store or shop that they haven't already been to. I mean, they've done it all. But one thing about my mom that she's gotten over, they only used to go to places that serve Coke products because my mom is an avid Diet Coke drinker. And for years, even growing up, we couldn't go to certain places because they only had Pepsi. And so that like eliminated 60% of the restaurants in our hometown. So she's now gotten over that. But it was a non-negotiable for her. What is a restaurant non-negotiable for you? For example, I'm not going to go with a group of more than two people and eat at the bar. I won't do it.
Yeah.
I have zero interest in sitting with more than one person at a bar because it makes conversation too difficult to get down to the third person. That's a non-negotiable for me.
My little friend Jenny won't go to a restaurant if they don't have domestic beer.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can have only domestic beer, but they have to have a full bar that can make her a screwdriver.
She's got to get her booze in the way that she wants it. Yeah, so what is yours? Your restaurant non-negotiable at the Ace TJ Show. We'll get yours next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What are your restaurant non-negotiables? If they don't fit this one certain thing, you're not going. I gave the example, my mom used to only go to places that serve Coke products. She's over that now. She can get a tea or a water or whatever. But it's your non-negotiable. You don't want to go to this place if they don't have blank. What is it for you? Nancy said, my restaurant non-negotiable, if they don't have Pepsi and if I can't sit near a window. Like, boom, that's it. Adrian says, my husband, his non-negotiable, they must have fries and not homemade chips. That's a crazy one to me because homemade chips are so good. Good ranch. There's a lot of these. Sue Ellen said, my non-negotiable, no line, and I will never wait over 10 minutes.
Oh God!
If that long. Too many other choices and too short of a life for all that. I kind of get that one. It's like, I don't know. I can go to 100 other places, but there's a reason they have a wait because it's good.
They say it to be a 20-minute wait. Or a 30-minute wait.
It's usually by the half time that.
You got to get in the car, and we drive over to someplace, and then get back in to go. Yeah. They're going to have a 10-minute wait. Well, we could have just waited over there and gotten into the place we were.
Yeah. And my wife will always go, okay, it's never as long as they say it's going to be. They just have to give you plenty of cushion in case they're wrong.
Yeah. She's more willing to wait in a line than you are?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't mind doing it.
Yeah. Kelly said, my non-negotiable, they have to have sweet tea. I won't drink anything else. Okay, well, that's going to be tough some places. Man, there's a lot of these.
A lot of people look at the sanitation grade.
Yeah, the sanitation grade, and I get that one. That one, to me, seems pretty acceptable. Shelly said, don't sit me at a table in the middle of the restaurant. I need to be on the edge. I don't want to be in a fishbowl. Now, that's a weird one.
And there are two people here. Their restaurant non-negotiables are homemade ranch. Ranch. They must be able to have homemade ranch at a restaurant.
It should be that and homemade salsa. If they offer salsa, it should be homemade.
And those people that like the homemade ranch, they can tell you.
Yeah.
This place has the best homemade ranch. This one is second. This one uses bot. They know their ranch.
Yeah, Meredith's that way.
Yeah, I am too.
Can you taste the difference?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you know immediately when you taste it. Like,
it came out of a bottle or what kind. I want to go to a restaurant that has a wait staff and I don't have to order at the counter and then go sit down and then come back up and pick it up.
Yeah. And that's tough because those things are popping up everywhere. I mean, it's like a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So more coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hey, you want to win great prizes? All you got to do is sign up for Ace TJ Prime. It's totally free. And you get exclusive invitations to special events, and you win great prizes for doing nothing. Just head over to acetj.com/prime, fill out some information, let us know, and you can win awesome prizes like exclusive Calitrin, Ace and TJ studio visits, one-year subscriptions to Ace TJ Prime Plus, and so much more. acetj.com/prime. So everybody is anxiously awaiting the ratings from last night's Chiefs-Ravens game because big NFL game. Taylor Swift was there. You've seen the headlines. Taylor Swift returns to the NFL. She has blessed them with her presence. And a lot of people are saying, I love seeing all the reactions online from these fragile men who can't deal with the fact that Taylor Swift is showing up to support her boyfriend. Fragile men. Is that accurate?
No.
It's not. These it's complaints not aren't coming from fragile men?
No, it's not accurate at all. Because she's doing a woman's duty. She's supporting her man. That's what she's doing.
Then why are they upset?
Because who's upset?
These men who are upset about them showing her on the game.
They're upset at the NFL turning it into TMZ. That's what NFL fans are upset about. They've turned football, which was, you know, it used to be the one thing that people from all different walks of life could sit and watch together and all of that. And nobody has any outside things other than what's going on the game. And that's what you bonded over and all of that. Well, in today's world where everything is, you know, profitable on, you know, how much exposure you get and all that, the NFL has the male audience and always has. So now they, for years, they've been trying to get the female audience, and now they have. And I don't think that women probably past the age of 30 are all into Taylor's there. There may be a few here or there, but I think as a group, women over 30 are not acting that way.
But I think that's what worked for them. That's why I don't blame them. They should be promoting the fact that Taylor Swift is there. The NFL should. The TV station should. If they can get people to tune in just to see a glimpse of Taylor Swift on TV, go for it. This has fallen into your lap. You've got to use this to promote your product.
Right, but the NFL, I mean, I get it, and I see how they're going with it as a business, but that it also means I don't have to like it, and I can see it for what it is. The NFL turning into a celebrity gossip outlet, you know.
Yeah. So what do you think about Taylor back at the NFL, returning to the NFL at the Ace TJ Show? Let us know.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.